good to see each one here with us tonight. You know, there are too many people in the world today think of the church as just a physical thing. They look for all the physical things they wouldn't like. You know, what are you doing for the children? What type of entertainment do you have? Will they help me with my surgery I need? They completely miss the spirituality of the church because they're looking for all the physical things. And in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, 6, and 7, we have the record of the Sermon on the Mount. And it ends with a parable of the two builders and the foundation that they built on. This is what we'll just take a few minutes to look at tonight. I'm sure you're all familiar with the passages. But in Matthew 7, verses 24 through 27, it says, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on the house, and it fell, and great was its fall." Now we know all men are builders, but there's two kinds. We have the wise builder. How would you really describe this wise builder? First, he was attentive because he hears. He is attentive to the right doctrine, for he hears the words of Christ. And he also practices what he hears, for he said he doeth them. Then we have the foolish builder. And you describe him. He is attentive, or he hears. He is attentive to the right doctrine, for he hears the words of Christ. We don't see any difference yet. But he does not practice what he hears, for he doeth them not. That is a major difference in that. In Matthew 7, verse 21, we're told, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." James 1, verse 22, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself." Many people deceive themselves because they want everything did their own way instead of instructions that God gives us. The builders here had a choice in two foundations. The rock, which is a firm, durable foundation. In Luke 6, 47 and 48, it says, "Whosoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock." The rock we build on is Christ, his doctrine. Ephesians 2 and verse 20 says, "And having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone." And many people build on the sand. It's a movable, unstable, a treacherous foundation. A man who hears, but he does not. Things have to be done his own way. You know, all buildings are tested also. In 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 13, that each one's work will become clearer, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. And there's severity of the test. You know, the elements come from all directions. When you look at the wise man and foolish man here, it talks about the storm. Well, the rain came upon the same roof. The winds blew upon the same walls. The floods came upon the foundations. But which one stood? The one that was built upon the rock. And that's what we have to decide today. What are we building on? The sand or the rock? Now, do we see the impartiality of it? It doesn't matter where we are, a Christian or where we're someone in the world. We're all going to face difficulties. Many people, I've talked to people, and many people think that if you go to church, that's going to take care of your problems. You know, they've had problems. I know I've worked with people who said, "Well, I had problems and I went to church. I tried that and nothing changed." Well, sometimes it takes a change of life for things to change. We can't go on living the way we always did. And they build up on the sand. No, only one building will stand. No, the house of the wise man did not fall because it was built upon the rock. And Luke 11, verse 28 says, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. We must keep God's word. We can't go around just doing everything our own way. And especially when we face trials and tribulations in this world, and we're going to. But one thing that we can be sure of, we have a God that will hear our prayers. And we have a promise of a home in heaven. And that's what we look forward to, that home in heaven. And that's a comfort to us. We should never forget that because that's what we strive for. In Matthew 7, verse 22 and 23, says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, who practice lawlessness. Now, the something we must be very careful of here. Make sure that we build upon God's foundation. Because if we build upon the sand, and it says, great was the fall of that house that was built upon the sand. Won't it be a great fall when we face judgment? And God says, depart from me, I never knew you. That will kick the props out from under a lot of people. So we need to be serious about serving God. And I hope these few words will encourage us to continue to do so. Now, if you're here tonight and you're not a Christian, we plead with you to change and obey God's word. If you believe his word, you believe Christ is the Son of God, would you repent of your sins, confess him as being the Son of God, and be baptized in the water baptism where we contact the blood of Christ and our past sins are forgiven. And if you have done that and you have fallen away, we plead with you to return to God while we have that opportunity, while we stand and sing.
There's a fountain free.